Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace to you, my friends. We are going to talk about manna today. Manna. It's the Hebrew word manna that actually means in the English a question. What is it? That's exactly what the Israelites said when they looked out of their tents and see on the ground this small white piece of bread. It's given by God to them as food, as their provision. And what an amazing gift it was, because here's a daily portion of food and they don't have to grow it. They don't have to cultivate it, water it, feed it, sweat over it. God gives it to them and he gives them all that they need, and he gives it to them every day through absolutely no goodness or effort on their part. All they have to do is reach down and pick it up. I think manna is a very good example of the grace of God. It's given without regard to whether you've earned it or, and all you really got to do is pick it up. In spiritual terms, you pick it up by believing it and receiving it. You simply believe that God provided it and that you're made worthy to receive it by the blood of the new covenant, and then you can take all you need. And it's also a comparison to Jesus, because just as manna was new every day, the blessings of God in Jesus are fresh and they are new every day. Jeremiah said this in Lamentations 3. This is a great verse for today. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Israel was forbidden from taking extra manna to last into the next day, with the eve of the Sabbath being the obvious exception, because manna didn't fall on the Sabbath day. Now, God did this so that they were never eating yesterday's blessing. Jesus wants his church to feed on him and his goodness on a daily basis, not just survive on last Sunday morning sermon. You can have a relationship with him that transcends the walls of the local church, that transcends what you had last week, last month, last year, or in Daddy's day. Jesus said that as the manna fell in the wilderness feeding the children of Israel, so he's the bread of life sent to feed the church. John 6:51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Our spiritual bread is the broken body of Jesus Christ, which we partake of every time that we realize what Calvary accomplished for us. We are now feeding on his finished work on the cross. All of our sins having been punished in his body, and all of our sickness having been paid for in him. This is glorious food for the believer, because it takes all that's wrong with us and it puts it in Jesus so that we can be truly free. Here's something else cool. God tells Moses to fill an omer of manna and place it into the Ark of the Covenant. Now, an omer, according to Exodus 16:36, is a tenth part of an ephah. And an ephah was a day's worth of manna. In other words, God tells Moses to put one-tenth of a day's worth of manna into the ark. One-tenth is in Hebrew the word tithe. And so what it denotes is that God put a tithe of manna into the ark. Now, watch this connection. Everything inside of the ark is covered over by the mercy seat, which is covered in blood. The blood seals everything on the inside, freeing man from whatever contents are inside of it. So Israel placed a tithe of manna. Israel placed Aaron's rod that budded, and they also put the Ten Commandments into the ark. So since these items are inside the ark, they can't be held against you or you ever again. So it means that you're free from the tithe, you're free from the Ten Commandments for righteousness, and you're free from the authority of man in regards to your righteousness. You don't have an earthly priest. Now, we still live a lot of those out of our righteousness. We give out of righteousness, though we're not under the tithe. We live according to the life of the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus, though we don't live according to the code of the Ten Commandments. We submit ourselves to the authority in the church, though we don't submit ourselves for our righteousness, because all of those other things would be a bondage to works. We've been set free by the fresh bread that is Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.